This is a joke somebody emailed me several years ago, and I lost it. But now I just found it tonight on the internet, so I'm real happy. It's called Anger Management, and it's from a website called jokebudha.com. Anyway, when you occasionally have a bad day, and you just need to take it out on someone, don't take it out on someone you know, take it out on someone you don't know. I was sitting at my desk when I remembered a phone call I'd forgotten to make. I found the number and dialed it. A man answered, saying, "Hello." I politely said, "This is Chris. Could I please speak with Robin Carter?" Suddenly, a manic voice yelled out in my ear, "Get the right fucking number," and the phone was slammed down on me. I couldn't believe that anyone could be so rude. When I tracked down Robin's correct number to call her, I found that I had accidentally transposed the last two digits. After hanging up with her, I decided to call the wrong number again. When the same guy answered the phone, I yelled, "You're an asshole," and hung up. I wrote his number down with the word asshole next to it and put it in my desk drawer. So every couple of weeks when I was paying bills or had a really bad day, I'd call him up and yell, "You're an asshole." Cheered me up. When caller ID was introduced, I thought, my therapeutic asshole calling would have to stop. So I called his number and said, "Hi, this is John Smith from the telephone company. I'm calling to see if you are familiar with our caller ID program." He yelled, "No," and slammed down the phone. I quickly called him back and said, "That's because you're an asshole," and hung up. One day, I was at the store getting ready to pull into a parking spot. Some guy in a black BMW cut me off and pulled into the spot I wanted. I hit the horn and yelled that I'd been waiting for that spot, but the idiot ignored me. I noticed a for sale sign in his back window of his car, so I wrote down his number. A couple of days later, right after calling the first asshole, I had his number on speed dial. I thought, I better call the BMW asshole too. I said, "Is this the man with the black BMW for sale?" And he said, "Yes, it is." I asked, "Can you tell me where I can see it?" He said, "Yes, I live at 34 Oak Tree Boulevard in Fairfax. It's a yellow Rambler, and the car is parked right out in front." I asked, "What's your name?" He said, "My name is Don Hansen." I asked, "When's a good time to catch you, Don?" He said, "I'm home every evening after 5. I said, "Listen, Don." "Listen, Don, can I tell you something?" He said, "Yes." "Don, you're an asshole." Then I hung up, and I added his number to my speed dial, too. Now, when I have a problem, I had two assholes to call. Then I came up with an idea. I called asshole number one. He said, "Hello." I said, "You're an asshole," but I didn't hang up. He asked, "Are you still there?" I said, "Yeah." He screamed, "Stop calling me." I said, "Make me." He said, "Who are you?" I said, "My name is Don Hanson." He said, "Yeah? Where do you live?" I said, "Asshole, I live at 34 Oak Tree Boulevard in Fairfax. A yellow Rambler. I have a black Beamer parked in front." He said, "I'm coming over right now, Don, and you'd better start saying your prayers." I said, "Yeah, like I'm really scared, asshole," and hung up. Then I called asshole number two. He said, "Hello." I said, "Hello, asshole." He yelled, "If I ever find out who you are," I said, "You'll what?" He exclaimed, "I'll kick your ass." I answered, "Well, asshole, here's your chance. I'm coming over right now." Then I hung up and immediately called the police saying that I lived at 34 Oak Tree Boulevard in Fairfax and that I was on my way over there to kill my gay lover. Then I called Channel 9 News about the gang war going on in Oak Tree Boulevard in Fairfax. I quickly got in my car and headed over to Fairfax. I got there just in time to watch two assholes beating the crap out of each other in front of six cops, an overhead news helicopter, and surrounded by a news crew. Now I feel much better. Anger management really works.